can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
All right. Welcome back. Republic of Texas Radio. Today's date is Sunday, July the 25th. Hour two of the show. We got Keith Rogers that joined us at the top of last, or well, at the end of the last hour. And we were kind of talking about the Stasi and how it actually, well, what? It's here today. We call them Karens, right? We call them maskers. We call them all sorts of things, and they call us, right? We have a dial-a-snitch line, right? I remember driving over at Alan's house, and all of a sudden, this sign comes up, and Alan hits the brakes. What the hell is that? He says to me. I go, what? And he goes, look at that sign. It says, Crime Stoppers, 1-800, blah. He's like, why are they doing that? And we're like, yeah, I know why. It's because they want to teach you to tattletale. And they're all around us, Keith. You know,
neighbors used to take care of neighbors instead of calling 911 and getting the government system involved. People used to take care of each other, and they didn't have to have a neighborhood watch program.
Yeah, I was going to say one of my favorite videos is over in England where this gal is in her car screaming, another guy in his car screaming, 6 feet. Keep your car away from me, 6 feet. But if you remember the Stasi program, this is where they actually had members of their own families turning each other in.
Yeah.
You dare not speak in front of your family goldfish because it was more than likely an informant. Exactly.
Right. And then as Matthew would bring out, which I'll mention later, but you know, it talks about your enemies will be those of your own household. Again, when you start... I mean, you can't talk to people nowadays unless it comes from their god Fauci and stuff like that, who's been made. People don't realize this, and I said this from day one. Fauci would never go down there because of the fact it would admit openly that the United States government was behind all this, because they're financing this New World Order, the One World Government. It's all being ran by the Fed, who is right now buying up all properties with their fake money, as you were referring to earlier. With gaining hard assets, the Fed keeps pumping up the stock market, and the worse the numbers get, the better the stock market gets. And of course, when they do crash it, boy, I tell you, a lot of people are going to lose everything. And of course, that's why in 2030, Klaus Schwab says, you know, by 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
Right. You'll have a sleeping pod to sleep in. You won't own anything. You won't need to own anything because you won't be able to afford anything. You'll be able to sleep in a pod, get up, go do your part for the collective,
Alan,
and then go back to another pod at night.
Yeah, a lot of people should have realized that watching all these. They telegraph what's going on. You know, like you had the Borg. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. You had Seven of Nine, who with her nanotechnology was able to save lives by putting her little nanobots inside, you know, like Neelix and stuff, you know. And they have been pushing this. iRobot is the same thing. The transhumanism, Elon Musk and his little brain implants. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Hey, Keith, how about the European Parliament, the members being replaced by artificial intelligence?
Well, they're not elected, so it really doesn't matter, so...
Exactly. I mean, you... Yeah.
I mean, it's like your politicians here. I dare to have one caller out here call in and tell me what has any of these politicians done for this country since, I'd say, at least the 80s, before Reagan got into his Contras deal and sunk the Americas into a $2.4 trillion worth of debt, raising it from 800 and some odd billion. And it's been just a steady incline. More and more, trillions of dollars in debt, waging wars on innocent countries around the world to bring them into vassal states so they could control them, because you can't have a new world government until you control all the governments. And that's why it's so important that you demonize China, you demonize Russia, because once China and Russia fall, everyone else falls like dominoes. Right now, the U.S. has pulled out of Afghanistan with their tail between their legs, as usual, just like looking at Vietnam again. So now China's going in there to open up their Silk Road. And, of course, the U.S. is going to realize that they're not in on this because they have no exports. In fact, if you go to shadow stats and look at shadow stats, the GDP right now, I think, was minus 6 or 7%. Minus 6 or 7%. There's no exports out of America except arms. And so during a pandemic, when it's all about saving lives and stuff like that, they're selling countless billions of dollars in arms because they're getting ready to arm up for this big one. And you can look at that around the world. All these governments are arming up. They know what's coming. And the best thing about war is it's part of the depopulation plan. Millions will get killed. They'll take all those young breeders out of the line who will be home having, you know, making love with their loved ones like that, making babies, you know. They'll all be gone. And Bill Gates will be sitting there glorifying himself, you know.
Keith, you know, Keith, everyone's arming up across the planet, but let me see, who makes the money on them arming up? People like, up until just recently, the head of the European Union was a guy named, by the name of, last name of Junkers, which was one of the German munitions manufacturing families, one of the elite, one of the black nobility, whatever you want to call them, an unelected ruler. Once again, I bring up Barry Goldwater's book with no apologies, and you mentioned materialism. Their rationale rests exclusively on materialism. They believe economic competition is the root cause of international tension. This approach dismisses as insignificant the form of government or the political ideology expressed by that form. They use whatever is in place, and they use it, and they bastardize it, and they manipulate it, and they use it as a method of control.
Yeah, that's kind of like the theme of my show today. It's commerce of death for profit. Sorry, commerce of death for profits. I'm going to start out with the CIA and their drug wars, but the problem here is that Americans don't really realize what has been done in their names, and that's why when you see people, say Iran, for example, when they're burning U.S. flags and chanting death to America, Americans are indignant because they don't realize what's going on. And right now, down in Cuba, now I heard Mike Rivero the other day talk about, well, the United States should go in there and finish that coup real fast so that the Chinese don't go in there. And I thought to myself, well, geez, if the Chinese went in there, then that would end some of the massive poverty that they've got because of the U.S. sanctions that have been on there, on Cuba, since I was born.
Yeah, hey, Keith, if the Chinese move in there, would we still be able to maintain our base at Guantanamo Bay?
Oh, that was another thing. Yeah, I've heard people saying that Cubans should kick out. Well, you know, that's another thing. It's like listening to Mike Pompeo talk about how the Chinese are treating the Uyghur Muslims like that. And it's like, geez, you know, when they pulled out of Afghanistan, they left over 3,000 prisoners in detention that have been in detention for God knows how long. They left them there to those private contractors who are now also pulling out. And this is where some of the massive tortures have ever come through. It's like, you know, it's always, look at what that country is doing. You know, look at what this country over here is doing. Forget about what your own country is doing in your name.
Man, hey, Keith, you mentioned the CIA's shenanigans. If that's kind of like a little term, shenanigans, because it's bigger than shenanigans. It's just, wow. This week, a lot has come out about the FBI and their stupidity, right? You know, they got the lead detective that, from what I found out so far, was trying to get people to come together to kidnap Governor Whitmer, right? So this one guy, right, he gets all in trouble for beating his wife, you know, after some sex club thing or whatever. They wanted to have an orgy, or he wanted to, I don't know. This guy's crazy, right? And he's the lead detective. And this guy actually was recruiting people to try to governor or kidnap the governor, right? And then we've got,
mostly,
and then
all
we've got
FBI
the
FBI agents.
Yeah, well, there were three, I think, in that group. So they had three FBI agents and nine other people that were dragged in. Hey, let's go kidnap a governor. Okay. Right? It's like, dude, really? Okay, you're dumb. I'm sorry.
I have a video clip from... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go.
Yeah. I have a video clip from back in the 80s when they were going after the union leaders, which is the same right now. They had just had another assassination down there in Colombia. And this all deals with the way they don't want anyone to form any unions, any type of civil rights, anything for better wages and stuff. And this is to help, you know, firms out like United Fruit and stuff like that. You know, They've assassinated over 2,000 union and civil rights leaders down in Colombia and Honduras already, well, since the 80s. But in that video clip I have, they openly, the FBI openly used the Nazis, the KKK and such, all set up by the police and the FBI locally, to go after these union leaders. And if you remember what the unions used to be like here in America, we used to have strong unions. We had guaranteed health care, overtime, sick leave, vacation pay, pregnancy leave, and that's all gone. And they took those U.S. jobs, sent them overseas, not just to China. That's why you got shirts that say made in Malaysia and everything like that, you know. And that's so those big corporations can sit there and offshore your jobs while millions of Americans lost their homes, their vehicles, their health insurance, everything like that. And then we have the COBRA thing where during a pandemic, Pelosi wants you to pay $1,000 a month to maintain your health insurance when 27 million Americans are unemployed now due to this alleged pandemic, on top of the 30 million that was already unemployed, you know. Unemployment figures, I think, is closer to 23% right now. The U.S. tries to say it's only about 6 or 7%. And, of course, shadow stats is more accurate because they do all the different figures that comes in with the cost of inflation for food and all this other stuff like that, you know. But anyway, but, you know,
and, Keith, all this stuff intersects, you know. I mean, yeah. you're talking about, you know, health care. It's like, you know, all these people say, oh, we need to fight for better health care. And I'm sitting here going, it's like, no, we need to fight for better health. And then you're talking about South and Central America. You know, Schmedley Butler came out and said, what? You mean all those wars that I was fighting down there, I was fighting for United Fruit Company and Dole Banana and everything else, you know? He figured out he wasn't fighting anything, you know, to save his country. He was fighting corporate battles. You know, yep. And what were they doing? They were spraying pesticides. They were doing all this crap. They were beginning to change the food supply, the system, and everything, and making it very, very plentiful, but poisonous. And we become sick and debilitated as a nation. We're like what, number 48 in the world as far as health goes, but we have the perception that we're the greatest place on the planet. You know, people say, let's fight for better health care. It's like, no, fight for better health. I can remember when people used to be healthy around me, and not everyone around me was sick. They didn't have diabetes and heart disease and all this other crap.
Alan, you'll recall that when Biden ran, even his voters are now a little bit pissed off about this. Everything Biden promised when he was running for his so-called rigged election, he reneged on. Everything.
Yeah.
No student loan forgiveness, no student loan help, nothing like that. I mean, the list
but at least
on
it's back to business as usual. You know, usually,
nothing to see here. Move along now.
Actually, Biden says nothing will fundamentally change. And he's even building on Trump's border wall, which is weird because they're letting everyone in. But again, I've always said, you know, once they finally get this border wall built, they'll probably put a lid over it, Democrats will say that they ended homelessness.
The wire on the top of the fence will be facing in, Keith, not out.
And that's so you can't get out. That's right, yep. Anyway, you might have more callers, so I'll go ahead and talk out of here. But,
I'll be listening to your show, Keith. Keith, quick, before you go, El Salvador, you know, crazy stuff has been going on this year with El Salvador and their whole, you know, cryptocurrency. Have you followed that at all? Because it seems like, well, it's either, I don't know, it's either the newly elected president, which seems like a super millennial, is going to digitalize El Salvador, right? And they're going to allow cryptocurrency and all this other stuff. I saw a picture of him the other day, and he had glasses on, a backward baseball cap, dress shirt that with no tie, kind of like buttoned down a couple buttons, and he looked cool, right? He looked like he could have a skateboard. So I'm like, okay. I don't know what to think about that. Is El Salvador going to be free? Are they going to kill that guy? Yeah. Is he part of the game?
Yeah, they'll probably take him out because right now we have J.P. Morgan, and you'll see this, that J.P. Morgan is trying to get this Bitcoin stuff going too. However, remember when Elon Musk made that remark about Bitcoin, how Bitcoin dropped, and remember Elon Musk is an Ashkenazi. They're trying to protect their precious dollar system, their fiat dollar system. I didn't check this morning here. I guess I could real fast, but the dollar on the 10-year yield has dropped down so much it's pathetic, which means that there's virtually zero investment. Right now it's 1.29%. That's all it's paying on a 10-year yield. And that's why more people are flocking to gold and silver, because you're actually making more on gold and silver than putting your money in the bank. And that's why they want to come out with this
Keith, do you remember when we were young, Keith, you know, you'd start a savings account and you were getting, you know, like 4, 5, 6% on your savings account? You know, kids, how do they save? How do they stockpile anything for their future?
Well, they don't, because they're too busy partying.
There's no way.
Remember, 30% of them are living at their parents' homes. The parents who have usually co-signed for them for a home, who after 3 months, got buyer's remorse and opted out of it, thus destroying their parents' credit. Their parents also got sucked off on this student loan debt, co-signing for their student loans and everything like that, which now the parents also had to put their homes in hock. And now we have BlackRock buying up all the homes.
You will own nothing, Keith, and you will be happy, or else.
Yep.
They got an app for that nowadays, Keith. You know, what you do is you sign up for the app, and it turbocharges your credit score.
Oh.
And as soon as you sign up, you know.
Well, speaking of apps, have you seen the iPhone app? That's the new iPhone update that's coming out. It's going to have the health pass and everything embedded in it.
Isn't that
cute?
You
can't erase it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
special.
Cute. I know. It'll track all the COVIDiots.
Yeah.
Keith, I'll end our conversation here now, and I'll once again reiterate, folks, we're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
we are.
There you go. Hey, I can't wait to hear your show.
Go ahead. Stay tuned to it. All over Ireland, London, Spain, Italy, down in South America, people are protesting into the tens and hundreds of thousands like that about these lockdowns, everything like that. Here in America, they're sitting there playing their video games and hoping for a stimulus check. By the way, I just got a note here that from the state here. I do, because of being on Social Security, I get food assistance, which was, I think, $130 a month for food. And they were paying extra for this so-called pandemic, which now for the next 2 months they're going to drop that down to only 15% above my regular, and then in October they're going to totally end it. So this, while the country is sinking into massive inflation, where a roast, say, before cost $9, and now it's $25. But don't worry, because Bill Gates wants us eating worms.
Well, Keith, you know, one problem is you're just the wrong color, man. You know, if you're a legal citizen, you know, if you came across the border illegally and just barged into the country, you'd have every freaking thing you want from the government.
Well, you saw that thing about the draft, didn't you?
No, the women in the draft. But
if you read the article, it says immigrants too. So again, this is part of that pathway to citizenship. Obama was doing that, where they had those big MRAP-type vehicles down in Mexico, where all those young Mexican boys could sit there and just admire the U.S. military, you know. They were told, you know, if you join the service like that, your family can move to America while you work for your path to citizenship.
Yeah, you work for the military and control the masses. Hey, that's
all right.
Scary.
Are you boys?
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks,
okay.
Sir.
Yeah. Great. Well, there he goes. Keith Rogers. He's on in another, 40 minutes? Great. Great show. Definitely one of the highlights of my weekend. Let's see if we have callers still on the line. Kelly in Georgia, you're next. You've been on hold for about 25 minutes. Are you there?
Hey, good morning.
Hello.
I love it when my favorite radio show...
Are you gratefully dead this morning?
Yes, I am. I love it when my favorite radio show plays some of my favorite music. That was really cool.
I did that for you. I was thinking about you, and I was like, let's just start out the day with some Grateful Dead.
Well, that was awesome, and that's a good, that's kind of a good mantra song, I guess, because we will get by. It is, you know, everything looks crazy, but I think when you're on the side of the righteousness, then you will get by and you will survive.
Especially in today's world, every silver lining has a touch of gray, for dang sure.
It really, really does. I've been thinking, and I may have even talked to you about this before, just how all these people from this hippie generation are not really hippies. You know, that's when I was into the Grateful Dead and that whole scene, that's when I really started questioning everything around me.
Kelly, and that's the music.
Kelly, hang on. We've got the break.
We'll start that again. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we've got Kelly on the line. We were talking Grateful Dead and whatnot and all the hippies and stuff like that. Hey, before I let you go on, we do have a little bit of time here. I wanted to say, you know, the Grateful Dead, wasn't that a psyop, right, that they put down? Because like the 70s and the 60s and that era was filled with that stuff, and Abbie Hoffman and I don't know, man.
Laurel Canyon, all that stuff. Yes, yeah.
You knew a little bit of that era, right, Kelly?
Yeah, I know a lot about what you're talking about. Now, I didn't really get into the Grateful Dead till the mid-80s, but... But yeah, I do sometimes feel like we've been duped, like all of this, like we thought we were part of this, you know, new movement or whatever, you know, and
peace
I think the whole
generation.
Scene was co-opted.
Yeah,
it was co-opted
generation.
By the military, basically, because they saw the anti-war movement was really gaining steam. And so then they just, you know, just infiltrated the whole scene with all these drugs and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And, yeah, so I
think they're doing it to the millennials right now too. It's the same thing.
The peace and love generation has been turned into the rape and pillage generation somehow. You know, they lost what they were fighting for I don't know, the mesmerization. Yeah. Where did it come from? Where did it change? I mean, we know that, you know, the people doing this to us are very good at what they do, the manipulators, you know, the malicious manipulators, you know. Mm-hmm. Where did it all go to? How did these people change that much from the peace and love generation protesting against governmental control, and now they are governmental control at a much higher level?
Yeah, it's really sad, and when you try to point that out, it just, you know, if you try to point that out these days, you're automatically a Trump supporter, and you're racist, and, you know, everything else. But it's just, it's crazy how they got through to these people, like, because the whole anti-vax movement, or anti-vaccine movement, started basically in that, you know, quote, hippie. I put air quotes around it now whenever I say hippie, because I don't really like stereotypes or whatever, but that whole back to earth natural movement was started in those types of communities, and now they're running out to get the shot and show pictures of it on Facebook. I have friends whose kids never got vaccinated until this COVID-19 shot, and I don't get it. I don't understand it at all. I do is, you know, ideological subversion and all these different tactics that have been used for decades now via public schools and the media and everything else. But it's really sad to see what has become of this generation that thought they were going to change the world. And I was born in 68, so I wasn't part of that. I was, you know, kind of the second generation that came along that tried to embody those values and everything. But it's, you know, and it also, my husband talks a lot about how they're weaponizing humans against each other. And that's really, I mean, that's what they're doing. They're driving these wedges within these communities that used to really stick together. And now everybody is just against everybody, no matter what. And I don't know. It's very frustrating to watch it.
What Rogers was talking about, and I bring it up a lot, you know, they're turning us into a Stasi society, because that was, you know, our one of our best representations that we know about literally members of your own family in your own household. You know, I make the joke, you know, you didn't talk in front of the goldfish sitting in a bowl in your living room, you know, because more than likely it was an informant. You know, this is what they're looking to where you cannot trust anyone. They want to, in this world where we're so intercommunicated, everyone has more friends than they've ever had, but they really don't know these people anymore because everything is digital. You know, they want us separated but collective, and it's a really weird concept. But this is what they do. They turn you against each other if you say the wrong word. You know, it pretty soon it won't just be that you're banned from Facebook or something like that, or you get unliked on Facebook. You know, pretty soon it will be dire consequences for having a different ideology, even expressing something to that amongst someone who normally you would trust. Because, well,
man, what do you mean, dire sooner or later?
They can gain prestige in the system if they inform on you, and they don't get repressed. You know, they don't get kicked out of their house. They still have a comfortable little pod to sleep in at night, even though they own nothing. You know, it can get worse, and this is what they're working towards. It's very insidious.
It is. It really is. You know, and I think about Trump even, and just I wonder if he, because I didn't even pay much attention to the whole birther movement back when it was going on, but evidently he was the one who kind of spearheaded that whole thing with Obama's birth certificate, and that was one reason that all the people on the left hated him so much from the get-go. And I just wonder if all of that, going back to the election of Obama and the birth certificate, it was him coming in to play this role, because he got people so wrapped up in their hatred of him that they were willing to do anything. And it's really funny because he's the one who created this shot and Operation Warp Speed and everything else, and all these people on the left are running out to get the Trump shot. And but I really wonder if he was here from the beginning, you know, from all of that to help create this divide to get through to those people who they knew they would never be able to get to jump on board with this.
Yes. And they created the Donald, too. You know, he was an icon growing up. He'd come on and say all sorts of weird things, and then he got his own TV show. Okay, you're going to do a TV show for a bit and just act like you get used to it. And then we're going to put you on the big stage. Here you are, man.
Yep.
Trump you later.
Makes you wonder.
That's the break. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Kelly, you want to hang on the line?
Actually, I'm going to go ahead and go, but y'all have an awesome day, and thank you for everything, guys.
Thank you, Kelly.
Be right back for Republic Skepsis Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. Hey, closing segment. Well, kind of. Anyways, Alan, West Virginia, I guess you dropped off. Sorry about that. That was kind of like a long wait for you. I appreciate you. We'll get you next time. Don in Arizona, are you there?
Steve, real quick, if I could.
Alan?
Just finish up on what Kelly was saying, you know.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of apparent to us, you know, the powers that be, you know, they do... We know the economic, you know, pump and dumps, boom and bust cycles, whatever you want to call them, you know, the depressions, everything else. But they also do this on a sociological level. You know, they put people in front of us and they give us this perception of, oh, we've got freedom now. We've got the right person in there and he's going to fight for us. But nothing really changes. It's kind of like the boom and bust cycle. It's going to happen. It's just not quite as noticeable because it works on people's hopes and their... You know, something better that we don't really have to go out and fight for anything. He's going to do it for us. They do this sociologically, not just economically. And let's get on with Don.
Hello.
Hey, Don, are you there? Hey, Don.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
And welcome.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
what you thinking?
You're talking about the Grateful Dead. I play a lot of these. Every year they have Dead Covers Project. You can play a Grateful Dead song. Put it on YouTube, and hell, they played about 1,000 different songs. So, just about any song you can think of, they probably played it at some times, you know. So people enter in this Grateful Dead covers project. I put a lot of them on YouTube. You can check me out at Don Zuger, D-O-N-Z-U-G-E-R, either capitalized or not capitalized. And I told Mike Rivera one time, anybody that wants to use any of my songs for bumper music, you can do it. I won't charge you anything. So I don't know. There was one song they did called Liberty. And, you know, it's what it's about, is liberty, you know, so that's what RBN is. I mean, that could be like the national anthem for RBN, Liberty. Sure. You ever heard that song?
Nice.
No. I might have heard it, Don. Like I said, you know, I was never that big a music buff, but, you know, I went to concerts here and there, and I will say that of all the concerts that I ever went to, you know, I went to, you know, hard rock, you know, some punk, some different things. The Grateful Dead concerts that I went to were some of the funnest, most just peaceful, just, I mean, enjoyable right. concerts that I ever went
Nobody
to.
Nobody was trying to get in a fight or anything.
Like, no, not the ones I went to. No.
Right. There was pretty good. But, yeah, they were like you said, they were pro-freedom. In the early days, they liked guns, too. They would get guns. They lived out in the country around San Francisco, and they would shoot guns, and, you know, they liked to firearms, and so they... Mm-hmm. And firecrackers and stuff, you know. And then someday, like you said, it all turned to, how did it happen? It all of the people, like the old deadheads now, a lot of them...
Are part of the system.
They want to wear masks. They're religiously going along with the libtard line all the time and stuff. You know, the old band was not that way at all. They were not political, but they definitely didn't toe the libtard line in any way. So,
Yeah, and think about it. You know, the Grateful Dead kind of spawned the Ben and Jerry's ice cream type phenomena, if you call it that. I know it was deadheads that kind of put the thing together. Ben and Jerry did, and they were kind of, at least that's the lore that we're given. Now it's one of the
Cherry,
most political
Cherry Garcia,
arms.
One of their big yeah. brands was Cherry Garcia. Still
yeah.
is.
And that was because they, you know, they allegedly yeah. were, well, they went after the Grateful Dead audience and so forth, and now they got a strange audience. I don't know. They're just.
I agree with the Ben and Jerry. They're trying to bring attention to the plight of the Palestinians over, even though they're sure. Jews, and they're trying. You know, so they're on the right side of that. I believe. You know, I mean.
Yeah.
Jews are okay, but the
like
states.
I mean, you know it. Is all that just a marketing ploy and marketing strategy? You know, is this, you know, just the manipulators?
I don't know.
You know,
I don't think they need a marketing strategy
to sell products. Yeah,
who knows? They're rich. I don't think they need a marketing strategy. There's something wrong with an echo here or something. I don't know. I'm hearing an echo.
I'll let you go, man.
Thank you.
We'll take a look at that echo. But, hey, let's bounce on for a second. Well, hold on a second. You know, we were... forget it. Let's we're gonna go to Dave in New York next. Let's take a yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry, Lauren, you're on next.
Hey.
Hello, Lauren.
Hey guys. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I
what's
you.
Going on?
Hey, I was just gonna talk about why we're in this position. If you notice, all the people from the 60s, like the Clintons, that whole, you know, generation. They started out with the free love and all the things that, you know, if you were, I can't explain this. Yeah, I better explain this, huh? Because I called into a talk show. But what I'm saying is we want what we want, but some of what we want is not good. If we have institutions that support the bad that we want, irrespective of the truth of the consequence, then we're going to get bad consequences. So the bottom line is everything we do in our lives is the exact opposite of the way the creator who created this place and us made it to work. So, I mean, I'm not picking about which God or what thing, or you know, like as if there's more than one. But what I'm saying is if he tells you be fruitful and multiply and you say, let's not have babies, let's kill the babies, abort the babies. Oh, let's kill the babies, cut them up and sell their parts. Beer, I mean, all the way down in the pit right there. With the schools, my kid's an honor student. You know, people wanting to brag on their kid, wanting to, but they aren't concerned about what the the child's actually learning. Is it true? Is it real? You know, global warming? Is it real? No, we used to have that in biology. Remember? How does the planet work? What do you have to have? Carbon, water, sunshine, you know what I mean? There's rules. Nope, not anymore. They just are going to make up some lies. And if your kid doesn't accept the lies, like if we don't accept the COVID, well, then they're going to send the shock troops after you. You're going to spend time getting beat up or down in the principal's office. But they will mold you. And it's the same thing that's happening in society right now. They're trying to mold you with this COVIDiocy. And that's a great name for it. It's just a bunch of nonsense. Anybody knows you don't give a
Lauren, you know, it's like, you know, the whole, you know, living with nature and everything. And it's like, you know, now you start talking about that now and everyone says, oh, well, you're one of them Gaia worshippers. And it's like, no, you know, they tried to bring that in as part of it. But no, it's like, no, it's like, you know, live with nature. That's what we did for thousands and thousands of years. And now they're trying to pervert it and bastardize it and make us live in this technocratic era where everything is science, better living through chemistry, all this crap, instead of living with the natural earth rhythms. You know, but then if you say that, everyone wants to call you a Gaia worshiper. It's like, no, I don't have a religion about it. I just try to do it.
Because it's the truth and it feels right, because there's no dis-ease when you're with the truth. The dis-ease comes when you move away from what is true. And what we've done is not only move them away from what is true, but have them glory in the, you know, in the, let's like the hitman is the good guy. They want to be the hitman, baby, with a good sense of humor. You know, they want to be Bruce Willis. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. They want to be the bad guy, but be thought of as good. They're so screwed up, they don't know where the ground is. They don't know up from down. But this is my point. How did we get this way? Well, we got this way, giving our children over.
Master manipulators are very
really
good at what they do.
What they're doing is offering, making you an offer, and it looks really enticing. It's a box of candy, and it's laced with arsenic. You're
picking a different offer to different people. A different offer to different people. You know, the shot, they're sitting there offering some people $5, some people a joint, some people they're offering a hell of a lot more to take a
PlayStation.
Shot. A PlayStation for a shot, a chance to win $1 million.
We've got access to $6.5 million from that are left over from Nigerian economy, and all we need is a bank account to transfer it into. And if you give us your bank account number so we can transfer this money, you'll get $100,000.
They set up a shot station.
You get no money, and you get death. That's what you get from this one. But here's the thing: that same system. It doesn't matter if you go back to the 60s or back to the 1500s or back. It's always the same thing. It's human's nature to want to do other than what God said to do. To the extent
technology
you go
is different
off the
every
path
time,
of
but
constructive
it's the same
behavior.
The same basic crap, Lauren, but the technology is a little different every time.
Well, it's always an offer of something that is bad. And we choose to take it, and we look around, do our neighbors do it? Do our friends do it? Well, then it must be okay. Eating GMO food. Well, everybody else does it, and they must have tested it. They wouldn't do anything to hurt us. It's this child mindset of somebody's here to protect you. They're not here to feed off of you or, you know, put you in their freezer till later, or they're here to feed on you. Once you understand that basic principle, we the people, these the cattle, the chattel, versus them, the eaters, the Morlocks and the Eloi. Remember that?
There you go.
The Morlocks and the Eloi. That was
Lauren,
a great movie.
Lauren, we're in crunch time right now. We're in crunch time. We've got callers backed up, and I want to get to them. I hate the end of the show like this.
No, I saw
Lauren actually.
I miss you, little family. Okay, I'll talk to you guys next week.
No.
Hey, my mom, I think my freedom.
I know Lauren's been busy. You know, I'll call and talk again, but it also goes back to my statement. People are saying we need to fight for better health care, but no, we need to fight for better health. You know, you're tilting at the windmill instead of trying to find the problem. You know, instead of you're trying to solve a problem from the wrong end of the problem. You know, we need to start from the base of the problem instead of trying to exist with the problem and. Better health care. It's like, does anyone really believe that? We need to fight for better health to start with.
Yeah, next for sure. Call. Hey, Lauren, has a show on Saturdays too, folks. So if you want to tune in on Saturday afternoon, you know, she does a great job. Well, welcome to the network. She's been a great caller for years for lots of places. Anyways, we've got, what is it, Joe in New York next? Hey, Joe, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Dave
in New York. Sorry.
Am I here?
Oh, you're here.
Man. Oh, yes, I'm here now. Okay, good evening. Good afternoon.
Yes, good evening.
It's morning here.
It's morning, too.
Now, it's interesting. There's a very good pathologist, PhD pathologist from Duke University, MBA from Cornell, and he worked as a Fortune 300 executive in probably Connecticut, probably a pharmaceutical company. He's Chris Martinson is his name, and every week he covered, every day actually, went since the beginning of the, quote, pandemic, he was doing videos on the information that was available. And then he changed it to twice a week. He stopped last September. He's back doing some videos on that and other things right now. And he reviewed some of the data regarding that we actually have on the Delta variant. Because the data that he said this is very good data because they have either sequenced determined that the people, the numbers that they got refer to people who they had either sequenced the Delta version or genotyped it. So that means these people actually had Delta. And so what are the results? Basically, the results are that in terms of deaths, the people who were double vaccinated tended to die in the UK bulletin number 18 at 8.5 times the case fatality rate of unvaccinated people. And in bulletin 19, they died at 5.6 times the rate. And that was probably for a little different set of data. So
data from where, though, but, Dave? That's what I asked. Data from where?
From the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Yeah, from their healthcare system.
You know? Yeah. And Dave, you know, speaking of this whole, you know, these variants and everything, you know, if the whole viral thing, you know, it injects, you know, RNA into your cells and it changes it, blah, 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 you know, if that is true, you know, everyone's genotype is different. That's why, you know, some people have blonde hair, some people have blue eyes, some people are black, some people are white. Everyone's genotype is slightly different. That's why we are all individuals. We have commonalities, but we are individuals. So every time a virus infects a cell, it would create a new variant because everyone's genotype is slightly different.
So, No. The virus would have to mutate within the cell to make a variant, okay? And then that variant would have to escape, like the enhanced immune escape that Van den Bosch and Luc Montagnier were referring to. But what does this data mean that I've said? I just gave good, solid, what we believe is solid data indicating that there was 5 to 8.5 times higher death rate per per case for the double vaccinated people as compared to the unvaccinated people.
I'm not too sure that I'd say that that's solid data. It is data, right? But I think it's biased data. You know, I don't really put any faith in the UK's health system. And as far as that, and so you...
Well, listen, about 80% of the people that work for these organizations aren't all liars. I mean, it's the top 10% that are...
No, it's only the person that has the numbers in the end that matters. You know?
Dave, I did research at a very base level even, and I went out and I collected research data for professors. I did environmental, and I did cellular and molecular biology with the electron microscopes and crap. I played with the microtomes and all that stuff. And I saw... myself, research data that I had collected changed in the final report, and being told by my professors at my undergraduate level. But I went to college for 14 years. I paid my way through college. I did not get, you know, loans and everything else. So I'm not in debt for my 14 years that I spent going to college on and off. And my professors loved me because I was always there. you know, and I was good at what I did. I saw the research data that I had collected in the field, whatever you want to call it, in the lab, and I saw it changed in the final report because they had to keep the grant money coming in, and they could not actually use the data I collected and tell the truth.
The point is very simple. What are they saying in the U.S.? They're saying that 97% of the deaths are from vaccinated people, but they give you no actual data. And the U.K. is putting out data, and why is it so different in the United Kingdom than in the U.S., that the double vaccinated people are dying? That's the whole thing. Well, the story is not the same in different places.
Boris Johnson's father was known to, he wrote several books on eugenics.
All right.
Who the hell knows? You know, I mean, the data, unless you do it yourself, the data, I don't trust a damn thing unless I see it myself, Dave. I'm sorry. You know, in today's world, especially in the digital world, I don't trust any of these numbers. They come, like I said, they keep everything at 50%, you know, right at like half of us against each other. The world is split 50-50.
Well, if we go around and say we don't know anything, you know, I mean, yes, we don't absolutely know that this is correct information. But the other data that he got was from Israel showing that the people who were unvaccinated there were about twice as likely to become a case. But listen, if the question is, are they dying from it? So, I mean, the whole Delta thing, the other thing that it showed was that the case fatality rate for Delta was 0.2%, and for the Alpha, the original version, was 1.9%. In other words, totally consistent with their expectations that mutations away from the bioweapon have taken dangerous functionality out. It's less dangerous than it used to be.
Remember hearing early reports of the expected cases and deaths and everything from this when this first started breaking out. I remember hearing this is nationwide radio reports and everything. They were saying, they would say the infection rate or the case rate is expected, you know, to be 50,000 by so and so, according to the latest military models.
Hey, we got to move on.
Those were models. This is their data. This is different than a model. Okay, but okay. Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks, Dave. For talking. Appreciate it. Right. Let's see what we can do with this. No, that was Gerald. Oh God, where are we, Sam?
That was Dave.
Okay. Jared, let's see. We don't got too much time. What do you got?
Morning. How's it going?
Hi. How are you?
Somebody said something about a while ago about not wanting to wear a mask or get a vaccine because of their beliefs. What about blue laws? Remember blue laws?
Yeah.
Remember, they still have dry states. I'm going to buy a beer whatever time I want to buy a beer. I'm going to buy a whiskey at 6 o'clock in the morning while you going to church because that's freedom. What you think is freedom is not freedom. You following this nonsense, freaking bull crap that you cannot prove is crap. You can't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do. Just because you read a book, I read a book. You want to read some Aristotle? You want to read some freaking Voltaire? We'll read it. We'll bring it. I'll bring it. Don't tell me what to do. And when you think you got some guns, because you go to gun site, ready for that too, boy. Bring it. Don't think the left is not ready for you. We're ready for you. And we're not going back to 1156. We're not going back to freaking burning witches at the stake. This is over. It is over. You understand? It's over.
No, actually, I think I agree with you on a lot of your points, but I'm not too sure where you're trying to go with that. You know, I don't want to
there
regulate
is
anything.
Right, and there is wrong. No one should have the power to tell you what you can and cannot put inside your own body.
Well, they do. In blue laws, people can't buy beers, dude. That was made on religious rules.
I know. That's compliance. This is everyone else telling everyone else how they have to live their life. You have to live your life exactly like I do and believe in what I believe. And that's just wrong in today's world.
No, that's definitely not good. That's definitely not good. Hey, thanks for the call. I really do appreciate it. We've got one more on the line. Let's get to him real quick before we're done. Dave in Michigan, hello. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, that guy right there was really going off. But, you know, I got a lot of what he said, but the last thing, it's over. You know, I don't know what he meant by that. But,
yeah.
So they, can, okay. they can't tell us we can't buy beer, but they can tell those that sell it that they can't sell beer because they got to have a license to sell them. They got to have a permission slip. But, you know, guys like Dave in New York, you know, oh, he's so edumacated. You know what? The data is bullshit, okay? And sorry, John.
Watch the word.
But you know what? I said a bad word. And you know what? The data, the people, those mouthpieces on the national news where Dave gets his information from, they work for those that let them put that data out. So, Alan, you're exactly right. The data that you gave on the research that you did was changed so they could fit the narrative. That's what these morons are doing to we the people. The only way to solve this problem is for the people to assemble. We're assembling at national-assembly.net. 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 Have a great day.
And Dave, listen, I recently wrote something in marker. Not crayons, but markers. So I'm a little more sophisticated. But and I've got it taped up on my door. Every time I go out, I look at this, and it says, "I know enough to be dangerous, but not enough to be indoctrinated."
Awesome! I love it.
That's great. Yeah. Well, appreciate the call, Dave. I guess we've got a couple of minutes left. You know, man, Gerald, I know you're on fire, man. And yeah, I don't support blue laws. I don't support forcing anybody to do anything. You know, unfortunately, the world around us does.
His passion is what it's going to take for people to stand up and do something. You know, this mealy mouth stuff. And I'm not. You know, I can't sit here and say, you know, violence is an answer. You know, we can't say that. You know, and I'm not saying it. I wish there were better ways. But you know, the passion that he espoused. You know, he was very mad and very upset. Whether we believe exactly the same, it's the passion we've got to have, folks. We've got to get some passion. We've got to stand up against what's going on. Mm. And we talk about it. That does some. We're a community, if you want to call it that. We're not communitarians, but we are a community.
There you go. Here's the music. Keith Rogers is next. So hang on. It's a good day, folks.
Love all y'all out there. Take care, folks.
Yeah, see you next week. Republic of Texas Radio.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.